This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Full season soybean planting is not far away. Considering the number of fields without corn or wheat planted, it looks like we're going to have quite a few acres of full season soybean. Later, it would be a safe bet that most of the wheat fields around here are going to be planted to double crop soybeans as well. So now would be a good time to be thinking about getting the fertility set right for the soybeans. Soybeans require a lot of nutrients per bushel. A 40 bushel soybean yield would take the same amount of phosphorus as 100 bushels of corn, or the same amount of potassium as 200 bushels of corn. Soybeans have a high quantity of nitrogen and sulfur as well. It's a good thing that soybeans fix their own nitrogen with their symbiotic rhizobium. It would take around 5 pounds of nitrogen to produce 1 bushel of soybeans. So, 40 bushel crop would take 200 pounds of nitrogen. That's more than a high production corn. However, adding nitrogen to soybean crops has shown to have very little yield response. If soybeans are deficient in nitrogen, it often comes down to either they weren't properly inoculated at planting, or some disease has stressed the plant to the point of no longer supporting its rhizobium nodules. So, on to the nutrients that can be fertilized for, like phosphorus and potassium. Soybeans are not responsive to phosphorus as corn, but this is largely because they are grown in warmer soils. Starter fertilizers are less effective, except in low background nutrient situations. Generally, soil with 20 to 30 parts per million background phosphorus is ideal. Potassium is very important for soybeans. They use a lot of potassium, and often it's the most common nutrient deficiency that I've seen in soybeans. An ideal background for potassium is 130 parts per million. Fields on the low side, generally less than 100 parts per million and with a haying history, should be considered banded fertilizer or heavy pre-plant incorporated application. Keeping in mind that potassium fertilizer is salt, and soybeans are very sensitive to salt. Potassium deficiency is made worse in dry years with a lack of water transport. Sulfur in soybeans is less straightforward. Soybeans need a lot of sulfur. In sandy soils or fields without a history of sulfur application, soybeans can become deficient. But in our clay soils, generally there's enough organic matter turnover and sulfur in the subsoil that soybeans won't need the additional sulfur applications. When it comes to sulfur, ideally a previous application before wheat or corn will still be around for the soybeans. On to the metals, zinc, manganese, and boron. All of these are important to soybeans and would be a good idea to test for every once in a while. Zinc has been well researched and most soils around here have plenty of it. However, boron, that one is more difficult. We know that soils in this area have a low levels of boron. Plants only need a little bit of it, but it's hard to see with the yield response with boron applications. The good thing, though, is that a couple applications of boron will be all a field ever needs. Of course, above all else, soil pH is the regulator of all nutrients. Ideal soil pH in this area is between 6.4 and 7, with lime recommendations starting at pHs below 6.1. Please give me a call if there are any questions about soybean fertility or need some fertilizer recommendations. 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.